Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have another guest for all of you listeners listening today. So if you could please introduce yourself to everybody listening right now.
How's it going? My name is Dakota Zintek, and I'm today's guest.
And I have to start off because it seems like one of the things you put out there is that you're a former athlete, right? And like all former athletes, I can definitely relate to that, is our dream is to one day play in the pro. I mean, for me, it was football. For you, it seemed like your football, and we wanted to play in the NFL. And then there seems like there was a moment in your life where you lost that opportunity and you made that switch. You know, tell me about that experience.
Yeah. So, I mean, played football, faked my age to play early with flag football. Had a buddy that played, and so I just joined with him. But then you fast forward to the peewee days of football, kind of putting the pads on. And, well, I mean, before this, my grandpa, he played in the NFL, played for the Houston Oilers. He was a D-tackle or D-end. I don't know how they said it back then. But basically, he was a giant dude that would cause chaos in the middle. So that's what I started as. Played D-end, D-line, made a switch to center once I got into high school. And then that was when I started realizing that head injuries were for real. They were for sure something that happened. And I had, I think, 3 or 4 documented, but many times where I would get up after a hit and kind of just look around, get confused a little bit and come back in. But eventually I kind of had to start seeing professionals about it. And that's when you have to get signed off to play every year. And by my junior year of high school, the doctor was like, it's too much of a liability. You've had too many concussions documented, and I'm sure, because I had plans to play college. He's like, I'm sure with those plans, you didn't document all of them. And with the test results we've gotten, you're just not allowed to go back. So that was kind of my reality check of time to look for what I want to do as a job, since football isn't that option anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely rate. I was a former offensive lineman. I played D2 college. And I can know people can't see, but my pinky, one of the 6 injuries I've had, I've probably had about 5 surgeries because of football. And then I didn't end up playing my senior year of college because of all these injuries. And I was like, it's time to just cut it off. I mean, there's more to life, as you, I'm sure you experience and you understand, like there's more to it than just sports and whatnot. And we discover the side where we can work in sports, right? So what was the moment for you that you kind of discovered, like, hey, I can't play in professional, but I actually can work, still be a part of sports and work in sports?
So it's kind of a funny story. I was pretty down, pretty upset when I couldn't play. It took me a few months kind of just get back to normal. Just because, with my high school, we took our football very seriously. It was essentially a full-time job. So if I can put it into perspective, it's like getting laid off. I had to find a new way to use my time. And I was only a junior, so it wasn't like I was, well, I should have been looking at colleges by then, but at that point I was looking at which college had the coolest uniforms, which ones had the most NFL products. But then I made a good mentor with my English teacher at the time in high school, and he used to do broadcasting for ESPN. And he was just telling me, he's like, hey, I know what happened to you, and I know your passion for sports. Have you ever thought of kind of making the switch to work in sports rather than play? And I didn't really know that was an option. So he gave me some ideas, like being a journalist or being kind of an insider, being an analyst, all of the jobs that pertain to it in the media side. And I just went home and started Googling what those jobs were, what their duties were, and realized that a lot of the duties were things I would enjoy doing.
So ultimately, I guess, you know, after Googling, I'm sure there's a bunch of different options that popped up. Dakota, what areas have you decided on that you kind of want to go down towards?
Thankfully, with the schooling at the University of Iowa, they give you a real good chance to kind of go out there and learn the experience. I've worked game day ops, I've worked sports information, I've worked public relation and media relation kind of intertwined. And I'm definitely most interested in public relations, but I'm also interested in communication and media relation, community relation, one of those related fields. I really enjoy the side of kind of bringing the fans to the sport, and giving those two relationships to mesh well.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed, I don't know where exactly I saw it, but it seemed like you had a job, a part-time job or internship, doing event management. And then you said something about, yeah, I found out that event management wasn't the route I went down towards, or I wanted to go down towards. So tell me a little bit about like the different experiences you've had so far working in sports.
So immediately when I came to the University of Iowa, I transferred here my junior year from Illinois State. And when I came here, you know, it was a bigger sport presence than there was at Illinois State, just due to the size of the teams and just the presence and the, you know, media coverage that they have. So right away, I got in touch with my advisor and the one that is in charge of all the internships and kind of placement. And I was just like, give me any sort of experience. I don't care what it is. I just want to learn it. And so that way I can look back and see whether or not I like it, or, you know, kind of have that checklist of this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And so I got in. I got in with the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. They're a hockey team in Cedar Rapids. And it was more of that game day operation, getting the facility ready, kind of dealing with the guests, learning about how the flow goes and making sure everything goes as planned. And I did like that. That was a real fun job until I was able to work with the Cedar Rapids River Kings, where I did more of the sports information, writing for them, working a little bit of social. And that was exponentially more fun for me. That was just kind of right down my alley, getting to kind of be the voice of the team and get all the writing. I loved writing for them. I just love writing about sports. It's pretty natural too. So, that was probably my best experience, just because it gave me a chance to kind of speak as the team to the fans and get that interaction going.
Is there anybody out there, any writers or any podcasters that you kind of tailor after, or maybe you just look up to out there in the sports world?
The number one guy I look up to is Adam Schefter. He's been one of my guys since I was probably 12 or 13. Him and Stephen A. Smith, I used to, as a little kid, write them letters like each week, just like, hey, I'm Dakota and I want to be a sports player. And just always, you know, hearing about those stories of little kids sending letters. So I used to do that. And then in the Barstool Barstool world, I'm a big fan of PFT Commentator. He knows how to bring comedy into it. And I just know that I'm a real big fan of, you know, making a serious thing a little bit more comical, just so it's easier to swallow and easier to digest.
Yeah. And for the people that are listening, I know we don't do the video, but me and Dakota talked about it before we started recording. You'll see, if you could see his background, I mean, it's just painted and draped with orange and blue and the Chicago Bears out there. So I got to ask, I mean, what does sports mean to you? Obviously, you know, you're looking to make sports a career, but sports is more than just a career. It's more than just a job for a lot of us. What does sports mean to you?
That's an awesome question, especially now with sports not being as viewable and as relevant as they were. It really kind of made me realize how much I relied on sports to kind of fill in that time. But to answer that question on what sports mean to me, you know, it might sound cliche, but they're essentially my life. I mean, since I was telling you before we started recording, or maybe we are recording, I don't know, but, I mean, I even faked my age to play football early. One of my friends was just like, dude, try it. Like, you've never played football before. Like, we play catch all the time. So this is just organized catch. So, I mean, I've done whatever I could to be involved with sports. You know, I played football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, just played all the sports that I could. Just because it teaches you a lot about more than, you know, it gives you characteristics that you can carry on, you know, past sports. You know, it's not the only time you'll look up to a coach, or, you know, you can call anyone you want in that spot a coach, but they're essentially just someone of authority teaching you to be the best person you can be. So to me, that's kind of what it is just learning to be the best person I can be through being coachable and through being a good teammate.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about, I guess, your journey or your, even just your resume, you could say, is that we talked about that you had concussions, and but it seems like it looped its way around. I mean, your current job, right? You've been since like February 2019, communication and outreach assistant with the Brain Injury Alliance of Iowa. Tell me about that experience and really, what is it that you do there?
So another interesting little story is I was, I've always kind of been a grinder, as they'll say, kind of just always pretty much just, I consider myself one of the most resilient people I know, just because even before this pandemic and the desert that is a job search right now, I've always just tried doing any experience I could, because in my opinion, if I haven't done anything, I don't know if I like it or not. So, and I mean, the Brain Injury Alliance has a really big impact on my life. I know I had a real tough time kind of getting back into the swing of things once I was taken out of football. But the thing to remember for me is that brain injuries, they live with the person after they happen. So it's kind of just a lifelong journey of kind of building yourself up and learning how to adapt and deal with the different situations that you're presented with. So what I do is I work with people that have either had brain injury or take care of those that do have brain injury. And my position in particular is I'm kind of the voice of the alliance. So if there's any information we need to get out to people, I find a way to get it out to them, whether that be through newsletters, graphics on social, like doing lives on Instagram or Facebook, just kind of making sure that we're getting to the people that kind of need our assistance.
Yeah. So did you graduate already, or are you graduating in December? You graduated already. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's not the way you expected. I'm sure it's not the way a lot of graduates expected. But when you heard about, you know, this whole shutdown, and I'm sure you guys went home to do school, what was your, I guess, what was your thoughts? I mean, especially now, I mean, how are you looking at the situation?
I mean, it's kind of similar to my concussion story. I wasn't able to play football anymore, so it was my turn to find a new way to attack what I wanted to accomplish. So basically, once I found out that, you know, school was going to be done remotely, I looked ahead and I was like, well, that probably means other things are going to be taken remotely. So I just started going on LinkedIn and looking up every position that I ever have thought about working on every single team, even the Packers, and just going through each person and trying to connect with them, make an impact on them somehow. So that way, once the resumes do start flowing back in, that my name would pop up and be someone that they remember.
I couldn't imagine you being on the sideline having to write about a story of Aaron Rodgers throwing that last second touchdown to beat the Chicago Bears.
I know, man. It would be tough, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
That would, man. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could ever do that if I was working for like the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Chargers. I mean, I would be like, I would do whatever I could to work for the Chargers. I could tell you that, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've sent so many little letters or emails to the Bears. They're probably like, this dude needs to just get hired so we can stop sending letters.
I mean, your name's on the radar. I mean, what is that though? I mean, it seems very old school of people, right? That's such an old school thing where people are sending letters, or maybe you don't even mean letters. Maybe you mean emails, but just to do that, I mean, that's not normal what other people do. I mean, where did you get that from?
So it is actually letters, like handwritten letters. And I learned that I was talking to, his name's Chris Dolan with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Him and I were just chatting. He was someone that I found in my little search when I was trying to be proactive and figure out what I was doing next. And him and I just got on the phone. We talked, and he was saying that the the impacts that kind of, or the things that impact the hiring managers and the people that want to get the jobs are the ones that not necessarily take risks, but do things that not everyone is doing. So especially in this whole digital era, everyone's sending emails and everyone's trying to connect on LinkedIn, but their mailbox in terms of physical mail aren't as flooded as the digital mailboxes they have. So in turn, that I have a better chance of them reading that than I do them reading an email. So I just thought that, you know, any way I could get into their system essentially is the way I want to do it. And I want to be known basically by them. I want them to like see my name and be able to be like, oh yeah, that's the guy that sent us a letter, a physical letter. He lives in the 1900s.
You just gave away all your trade secrets. People that are going to listen to this are going to start sending letters and flooding everybody's, and they're going to have to blame you for it.
Hey man, if I can start that, if I can help other people get jobs, that's even better for me. I'm a big fan of helping out everyone else, and hopefully I'll also get helped. But if I can help 10, 20 people get a job, that's cool with me.
So what's next for you, Dakota? I mean, it sounds like you're open to any opportunity anywhere in the country. You know, what is it that you're looking for in your next opportunity?
If I could pick one out of a hat, I would say I want to work in public relations within an organization in the NFL. You know, my favorite one, if you're watching the podcast, it's the Chicago Bears. But I'm willing to put the bias aside just to kind of get my foot in the door. Because I mean, that's essentially what I've been trying to do since junior year of high school, is just get my foot in the door and get ready to be an employee essentially for the NFL. So I mean, public relations in the NFL, or as you said, I'm pretty much willing to do whatever experience I can just to kind of get that experience and say whether it was a positive or negative one.
Well, thank you for sharing, you know, your story and a little bit more about you. Where can people connect with you, network with you? Are you on all the social media platforms?
So I'm a little old school. I'm only on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm heavily on LinkedIn. I go on it like 4 or 5 times a day. And then Facebook, I just like to keep up with family. They're a little bit older, so they prefer Facebook and they prefer to see the Google pictures from graduation. But yeah, Facebook and LinkedIn are my top two.
Well, we'll put his LinkedIn in the bio so you're able to connect with them. And if you're listening to this, whether you're a hiring manager or looking for your first or next opportunity in sports, please visit us at www.sportsisajob.com. And like we always say, we want people to get found in the search and not lost.